So we were up to Halacha Chet because we had to finish for the guest year. But Akote Mechasav Lavdo. So this is a sugya that was dealt with extensively also in the Bavli. I mean, I was just a Mishnah, so it's dealt with in both places. But if someone writes his property, all of his property to his slave. So the first shita is Yatza Ben Chorin. He now goes free. Why? Because the slave is part of the property, and by gifting it to the slave,
he gave him himself.
Very good. Shir karka kolshu, but if he leaves a little bit of land, so according to the Tanakama, lo yatza ben chorin. Because since, according to the Tanakama, since avadim in certain areas of halacha have the status of karka, avadim has the status of karka, you might say that that which you left was himself. I give you everything except for yourself, so you get nothing. But Rabbi Shimon, he says, oh, come on. Even though sometimes karka, that avadim have the status of karka, the evad is not actually karka. And therefore, lo'olamu ben chorin ad sheyomar harei kol nechasa nitun lishponi avdi chutz mi'echad miribo shebehen. If he says, I give you all my property except for some land, then that works, because he's not property. But if he says, except for one in 10,000 of my property, so that's either because there are two ways of understanding it, either because you think that the one in 10,000 is him, or you think that, that what that means is that he owns one 10,000th of each thing, right? Like,
wait, but does the
right? So whether Bahen is like of the things among it, or in each object I maintain ownership,
10,000th of each thing?
Correct, but that's enough to say, but I still have the Eved. Fine. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Lazar, shir mitaltlin, lo asa klum. If he left some chattel in his property, movable, right? I'm giving you everything except for this ring I got from my grandfather. I don't know. Right? So he goes free. Because Ani Omer... No, I'm sorry. Other way around. Rabbi Yossi is even more machmir. And he says, even if he left some metaltlin, the slave doesn't go free. Because Ani Omer, Gufo Shir, because maybe the metaltlin he leaves is not the ring, it's the Eved. And as we saw, the Eved is, even though in certain areas of Halacha he has the status of Karka, right? He says, yeah, but he's actually movable. The Gemara elsewhere calls that category Godrot. Correct. So there, no, if he specifies not, but he's saying if he says except for some metaltlin, right, so the Tanakama, right, so therefore, according to this interpretation of the Tanakama, right, even if he left metaltlin, he wouldn't go free. now, the, based on the Bavli, many people, right, many of the Mepharshim assume that this is only when he doesn't specify. If he specified, right, this is how most Rishonim understand the Bavli. Rashi, because even when he specifies, we assume, and this is based on a Tosefta, that he left that and the Eved. As long as he's leaving anything, we assume that the unspoken assumption is he's leaving that plus Eved, and therefore he doesn't go free. Right? And he says, unless he says, Atzmecha, right? Because unless he explicitly says, Atzmecha, that you go free. Right, and the Rosh really understands Yerushalmi that way. As a Pidei Moshe, right? He says, "Dibish lema reisha de lo galidai tevelo nachal shira an lo rein de shir." He said, "Listen, if you didn't specify, I understand. Aleich nachal shira amrin le de nami shir. Once you're leaving something, you'll say that the implications he left him as well." Now, many we shown him know that this seems to go against the Bavli. Right, where the Bavli says, according to the Anakama, the concern, according to the Bavli, is even more extreme, that even if he explicitly said he's giving the Eved, it doesn't work because that's not a Shtar Shechor. By giving you property, Tanakhama goes even farther in the Bavli and he says, no, if I give you property, right, you need a Shtar Shechor, just like by a get. And therefore, even if he gives him all of his property, that's not necessarily going to be enough. However, in our Gemara, Gemara doesn't bring up, right, the Rishami doesn't bring this up at all, and therefore it seems to be completely on the plane of the psychological assumptions of what the guy is intending to leave, not there's a formal lack, because you can give him a Shtar Shechor. Ukshabam Aizel of Nei Rabbi Yossi, Amar Svatayim Yishak Meshiv Dvarim Nechalchem. And when Rabbi Yossi, when this was said before Rabbi Yossi, he said, oh, may lips kiss that who says proper things. Obviously, this is right. What?
I still just put that in there.
Yes. Boom, boom, and wonderful. Yes. Hadron Allah, Malbeinot, and now we move to the new Perek. Yes.
In the cases where the slave doesn't go free, is he still paying all the property that was given to him?
No.
So just being
correct. Lying, exactly. Because then Masha kind of Evid kind of Rabbo.
Right.
Yeah, I should have clarified that. Yeah. Okay. If he doesn't go free, he also gets nothing. Right. Yep. Good times. Okay. Fourth Perek. Peya nitenet b'mechubar lakarka. As we've talked about, the ideal of when you give peya is when it's attached to the ground. However, there are exceptions. Bidalit, which is a trellised vine. Is that how they translate it?
Yes.
Hey, I got it right. Trellis. What? So the way you exactly the way you right. You went on the teal last year when we went the Shemitah teal, right? So when you grapevines. Oh, you didn't. Okay. Well, have you ever seen grape vines? Right. That they like. Right. Right. You put it. Like you. You know, like weave it in and hang it on. Exactly. So like that. Uvidekel. And the palm tree, which is very, very tall with minimal branches, as you've probably seen, right? It's just tall and thin. So, exactly. Balabayit morid. We don't basically want to say, oh yeah, let's get a bunch of poor people who aren't necessarily farmers and aren't necessarily in agriculture, let them climb to the top of the palm tree to get themselves some dates. No, this is bad. Have the balabayit bring it down and divide it to the aniyim, right? Because normally, why don't we do this, right? What's the key? Right? What? Right? Why is it that we don't normally say that the balabayit should give it to them? And so one is the but what's the key pasuk? Exactly. That it's not a gift, it's tazov. Right? We've talked about this several times throughout the Masechta, that the key to peya is that I leave it. I don't give it, I leave it. However, when that's balanced against a bunch of poor people trying to climb up and die, well, you know... yes, exactly. right, so there's now two chidushim, right? That one is that it's given when it's cut, and the second is that it is given rather than left. And Rabbi Shimon Omer Af Bechilke Agozim, he says the same thing is true by nut trees because they have apparently very smooth. Yeah, the small walnut tree because apparently it's smooth and slippery and it's hard to climb. So now the Gemara says, Afilu Tishim Vitisha Aniyim Omrim Lachalik. In a normal circumstance where you're supposed to leave it, if 99 of the poor people who are there out of 100 say, we don't want to go through the effort of collecting it ourselves, we're happy for you to pick it and give it, divvy it out. Ve'echad Omer Lavuz, and one says, leave it. Lazet Shomit. We listen to him because he got it right. Sh'amar Kalacha. Because that is the halacha, right? He says you have to leave it, and that is the... that is the halacha. Uvidalit uvidekel, but by these, ain't okay. What? So then you can do it. And by the palm tree, ain't okay. Now, feel tisha v'tisha omrim lavuz, even if 99 say, hey, we love climbing. The echad omer lechalek, and one says, I don't like climbing. Please climb up for me and give me some of the dates. I'm happy. Lazeh shomen shamar kalacha. Again, we listen, and then the based on Tarat Kohanim, and the Rosh quotes it. This is even It doesn't matter, right, why he says it, even if he's, you know, it's because he's sick and old, and he says, listen, it's unfair to me, right? And therefore... Yeah, because if they all agree, so fine. by monetary cases sometimes, right? There is a monetary element, and if we all agree, right? Meaning if we all agree not to stand on our rights... So now the Gemara says, what's the source? K'tiv, lo techale pa'at sadcha b'kutrecha. Don't finish, right? Don't end the corner. It's b'kutrecha, meaning don't cut it, right? The nature of the halacha is, so it's a machloka. The Rashi really says it's because it's don't cut it, right? Meaning leave it as k'tzir. And the Gra says, no, it's lo techale, right? Pa'at. Don't finish the corner. Again, both of them imply that you're leaving that corner. So you might think the same thing is true by the trees we talked about. And now, obviously, there's a machloket mitfarshim whether this is because we're about to go to pasuk. So does that mean that it's daraita or is it an asmachta? Talmud lomar kitzir. And of course, this is how drashot work, right? Is that sometimes you read it, right? You read multiple resonances, right? But it says the word kitzir. That means to harvest. We said don't harvest, yes, but it also said the word harvest. Therefore, you should both harvest and not harvest, right? It's like by Hashavat Aveda, where the pasuk says lo tuchal lehitalem, you can't hide and not return the object. And Chazal darshan that sometimes you can be mitalem if you're a zaken v'ne lechichado. So don't do it unless you do. So that's how it's reading it here. Don't do it unless you do. And the drasha goes like this. Just like by harvesting both the weak and the strong. The poor, everyone can equally get there because, you know, it's on the ground. Doesn't matter how tall you are. Right? I have no disadvantage over Fader in picking something off the ground. I may even have an advantage. Finished just standing, and it's so obvious how much taller he is than me. You know, I know. Yatsu adale v'adekos v'inakadu Moshe bo kagadol. But you know, tall trees, short people have a distinct disadvantage. Now, Ramosha Feinstein says, well, so does the tall person, because as tall as he is, he can't. Right. So he says maybe katan gadol doesn't mean tall and short; it means strong, like good climber, bad climber. You know. He was on America Ninja Warrior, and he was not. Everyone's favorite sport in this country. It's a huge fad in this country. It's crazy. Yeah, Aaron is in a ninja course. There's like multiple ninjas for the six starting at. It's five. Yeah, no, they have multiple ninja gyms in Efrat. Like more than one in Efrat. What? No, my son does it.
No, they have a literal gym.
Yeah, no, so do we. Yeah, we have one.
But there's a playground somewhere near Buchman.
Yeah. Like proper parkour.
Yeah.
No, so we have it. It's like Ninja Golds or something like that. But they're really into it. They're really into it. So, yeah. So it's not fair. If someone is, it was like we had a, do you guys know Chaim? He was my drink before your time, right? 2 years ago already. Anyways, but he did parkour and he would like climb up that wall from coming up, like that straight wall up the stairs over here. He would just climb straight up the wall to get into yeshiva. Because, you know, so if you can do that, it gave me a slight heart attack. Yeah, but a short climber is even, you know, short person.
Did he, like, bounce himself off the walls?
Yeah, Spider-Man, exactly. That's what it looked like. It debai mashmim and adas. Other people, another source that is offered is ta'azov, right, which is leave it. Hanach lifneim, leave it. Tvua bekasheh, right? Leaving with the straw. Tilton ba'amir. No, I'm just turning. Yes, fenugreek and its stalks. Great. Fenugreek. Don't you all eat fenugreek for breakfast? Fenugreek. What? Fenugreek. Oh, you ate it last night? Oh, you had an admission. That makes more sense. I don't know. Tamarim b'machvidot. That's, dates in their, Sure. Why was it? Because they actually used it as brooms. That's why they call it. Yeah. Now, of course, the problem here is, wait a second, we just said that this is not true of dates. So some of the Rash and the Rash Rilia say maybe that's only of the ones at the top of the tree. But if there were ones lower that you could reach, then the halach, it's meaning it's only an I don't really know. Or the second, right, the Rosh Hashanah says in the Mishnah, no, maybe there's two halachot. One is that you leave it, and the other is that they have the rights to both the produce itself and the tree, right? That part of the tree, right, that's what the Rosh Hashanah says in the Mishnah, and the truth is, right, he says, and that remains true, is that it's not just that you leave it, but that you give them the part of the tree, meaning don't start processing. And even when you bring it down, right, you still don't process it. That's a good question. But, right, so again, so the Rosh Hashanah here is two perushim. One is Ein Sakana Belikitatan. It's not dangerous. It has to be Shein Barush Shal Dekel. The ones are not at the top. Voni Lavaj Mayecha, the Chazra Pea Elma Shalikit Kvar. I knew all the terms, Shalikit Kvar, Imachvedot. Right, or it's going into things that you already cut, but it's telling you that you get it with the broom. Yachol Bedalit of a Dekel Kane. You might have thought it was true of the palm tree, and again, this creates this contradiction. Talmud Lomar Otam. Them, meaning not everything. So why do you include some and leave out others? It's very simple. If I have to exclude some, it's going to be the ones that it's dangerous to leave to random people to climb to the top of the date palm. Because I know if I tried to climb to the top of the date palm, I would die. Or not make it far up. If I managed to get up, then I would then die because I would not be able to climb down. I'd fall off. Thank you, but no. Is it? I don't know. Anyways, so the Gemara says, fine. Mechubar ve'eino mechubar. Now, mechubar eino mechubar. So there are now like 7,000 perushim of these words. So first of all, it's not clear whether the word is mechubar or mechuvar with a vav, right? Now, mechuvar means clear, right? So one possibility is the question is that what it really means is it mechuvar, meaning is it d'oraita? Is it super clear d'oraita or not? This is the Mara Fulda, the Grub, right? The Mara Fulda says, mechuvar came to shtei sugi achat, mechuvar, lashon mechuvar, im mechuvar ha'limachu d'oraita. Mamaychu min d'rabbanan, right? Meaning is this d'oraita or is it an asmachta? That's, again, the Marfolda and the Gra. The Pnei Moshe says, no, it says Mechubar, it means Mechubar. And he says, Bayu, Klomar, my Darmin, and Bedalot of Adlekel, Shenem, Nidan Mechubar, Imhu, Bain, Minitina, Bain, Ba'afrasha. Now, by it, Mafresh, Vikore, Shem, Zay, Yelapay, Vitzar, She, Gam, Kriyat, Hashem, Bain, O Mechubar. Odum, Lo, Kobet, Kra, Ela, Nitina, Bilvat, Sheetan, Lain, Mechubar, Shavel, Zizakara, Al, Kriyat, Shem, Pain, Mechubar. So he says, what's the question? Is, we've already established you have to give it to the poor people. But does that mean that you're korei shem peya also only when you detach it? Or are you korei shem peya while it's attached? Because fundamentally, it's still chayv up there. And only to deal with the danger issues, you take it down. But still, you're supposed to call it peya while it is attached. Rosh Hashanah is yet another parish, which is even more complicated. Since most trees are more than three tfachim high, shocking, and you call it peah while it's in the tree, and when they start cutting, things fall to the ground. So now the peah is not attached to that on the ground. The peah is on one place, meaning on the ground, sorry, on the tree, because one is below three and one's above. They're in different places. So, said, are you going to say that nevertheless it's considered one reshut and therefore you can, right, they can give on each other or not? Right, meaning are they considered attached to each other such that you can give from the top and the bottom. So now the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? In Tamar, mechubar ivitz, mechubar, meaning either to a raita or attached. So then you would, right, if this is a, so again, if it's d'oraita, so that means that you only kari shempeah when it's at the ground, because this is the real halacha. Or according to Bnei Moshe, it's asking, are you kari shem in the ground, right, on the tree or not? Or according to the Rosh Rilio, right, it's now you can kari shempeah on the two of them together. If they're not considered joined kari shempeah lamala, then, right, you have to do it while it's on the tree, because it's, this is only derabanan, according to the Marafolda, or they're considered two separate things, and therefore you have the pay of that which is in the tree, and the pay of that which is in the ground, right? You just need to plug in every shita here. Another nafkamina, in demer kore shem peah lemalan. If you say you call it peah on the tree, on the top, hotza michel aniyim. So again, if it's doraita, whatever, so that means that yeah, right, because it's peya, right, if midoraita, it's peya in the tree, then the balabait is now doing a favor for the aniyim and taking it down, and he gets to take salary for that effort. In demer karsha melamatan, but if doraita, he's supposed to divvy it up, right, and be mafresh when it's on the ground, so then, hotza mishev balabait, that's actually the halacha in the netina peya, and therefore, he has to take the cost. The Gemara says no. Even if it's true that it's that, let's call it derabanan, or that he's being mafresh on the top, whatever. Said no, we don't want that, because what's going to happen if you say that the poor people have to pay? Then they're going to say, don't pay, we'll climb up. We don't want to do that. We want to encourage people to not climb the tree, and therefore we make the balabait spend the extra money to convince the poor people they shouldn't just be parkouring up, if that's a verb. I'm not sure that's the verb. Parkouring. They shouldn't parkour up, you know. I mean, right, okay. So now the Gemara says, Tani. We go back to our mission now, where we saw that Tanakama said this is only by the grapes and by the palms, and then we had the third sheet that's also by those smooth walnut trees. So Tanu Bishem Rabbi Meir, he says, no, it's all trees. I didn't just mean that. It's Rabbi Meir says it's all trees, right? So the Gemara says, why? Rabbi Meir lo darish katsir. He didn't have the drush of katsir. But in darshi katsir, they do darshin katsir, as we saw above. Right, they don't read it in that way. So the Gemara says, "Oh, come on, call Amadarshi Katsir." Everyone says that's the drasha of Katsir. Elari Meir Amar Kolinot Sakara. It's very pragmatic. He's like, "Listen, I know you think that it's only dangerous to climb certain trees, and other trees are safe. Not true. Climbing trees is a dangerous business, people. Let's just say that if it's carrots in the field, so fine, the poor people can safely pick carrots. But I don't want any poor people risking their lives, right? Get one expert, get everything off the trees. Where Rabban Amri ain't stuck on Elo Dalib Dekabovan. The Chum said, oh, come on. Come on. It's so safe to climb up any trees. It's only the grapevine. Blah, 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 blah. What?
But if we discovered a tree or a vine that was similar to these that were also dangerous.
So presumably everyone would agree, but I don't know, right? It's a good question. I don't know. Okay, anyways, that is the top. That is, we're at now the top of Lamed Hey.